This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. It's patch time again for League of Legends, and joining me to give a breakdown of patch 8.6 is InVin Global Esports reporter James Hong. Thanks for joining me, James.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it's been a few weeks since the release of Kasai. How do you think she's been working out?
She actually surpassed my expectations, where I thought she was going to be all over the place, whether it be top lane, jungle, mid, bot, etc. But I've only seen her and I've only played her mostly in the bot lane. And sometimes, you know, I would see her in jungle or maybe even mid. So I'm pretty happy with how she's working out, except for her very weak laning phase.
That's probably going to change later on. Usually the first couple weeks, they leave it the same. And then, you know, a couple patches later, it's like, boom, it's a brand new character all over again. So maybe she'll get better later on.
Yeah, most definitely.
One of the things I've noticed is there's not a lot of Zoe playage anymore. Do you think it's because of those nerfs?
Yeah, I totally agree that because of the nerfs, it hit her pretty hard, honestly. And the reason why we don't see her that much is because everyone just played Zoe because she was so overpowered, right? But now since she's kind of tuned down a little bit, there's the people that only play Zoe are the Zoe true lovers, you know? The people who really love her playstyle, really love her character style, really love kind of how she inputs and dishes out damage. There's definitely a lot less Zoe, which I'm happy about, and I'm pretty sure everyone else who plays League is happy about.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was getting sick of Zoe. I'm not going to lie. Her popping in and out everywhere, it's like, ugh. And it was like only two types of Zoes. Either they were really, really good or they were really, really bad. And usually I had the bad ones on my team. Now, another nerf is Azir. Have you noticed like any of the nerfs affected him this patch or it wasn't that much?
Azir is actually on the same line with Zoe, where a lot of people played Azir before the nerf because he was so strong and he was semi-easy to pick up. But because of the nerf now, you see a lot less prominency on Azir just because people who are only really good at Azir and know how to play him, consistently play him. I think after a little bit, people will start to figure out that the nerfs weren't as bad and they'll start picking him up again. But we'll just have to see after this patch and everything else.
You know, I'm not going to lie, I'm not much of a mid laner. I always play top lane. So when it comes to mid lane, I always think of them as being squishy anyways. But who do you think up and coming in this patch, who do you think we should look out for? Like there's going to be a lot of playage of, or you think still think it's going to be Azir?
I think mostly it's just going to be the big mana users and the roamers, like Ryze, Cassiopeia, Talia, picks like that. Because of the item changes in 8.4, it made Seraph's Embrace a must-go item for almost every mid laner who has mana and who likes to cast a lot of spells. So right now, the meta is just shifting towards just Ryze and Cassiopeia. If you're good at them, you start climbing, you'll do well.
Now, in this latest patch, they're going to be reworking Ahari a little bit, but what exactly are they going to be doing to her?
There's actually a significant amount of changes to Ahri. They removed her movement speed buff from her Q, which is unfortunate, but they added little bits of compensation tweaks, I would say, to her W, E, and her ultimate. So her W does more damage now with a slightly lower cooldown because the cooldown begins on cast of her W, instead of after all the W Foxfires are used, which is pretty good. Her E damage actually got reduced with her scaling as well, but they added a new effect where the charm deals damage to a champion, and then Ahri can do bonus damage up 20% more to them for 5 seconds, which overall increases her damage, even though her Q got nerfed and her E got nerfed. And the biggest change is that her ultimate now can go up to 5 dashes instead of 3 at all ranks, which is, I believe, is insane.
Man, that bonus damage on that charm. You get grabbed by that, I feel like I'm going to die. I already know that it's going to be kind of overpowered, maybe mid-game more than late-game. Would you consider this to be a rework, or is this just an adjustment?
I believe this is an adjustment just because it didn't necessarily change how the abilities all work together and synergize with each other. They just changed the numbers, you know, the scaling, and added a few effects here and there. So in essence, Ari is still the same champion. You know, if you like to dash into fights, charm people, kill people, dash out, he's still the same.
Now, a complete rework is the latest character, Irelia. She's mostly, I've seen her in Top Lane. A couple times I've seen it as AD carry, not successfully, but I've seen her down there. And the video for her, she looks absolutely gorgeous. Could you like tell people exactly what the video kind of encompassed for this champion?
They wanted to make it a mystery in the trailer by not really showing what her abilities do, but at the same time kind of show you what they do, which is, you know, really a nice tease from Riot. I would say her ultimate was she traps everyone with her blades and starts dashing around. I think she just teamfight-oriented champion than before, where she was very lane-dominant. And then if you were well off in lane, you could sort of dash through the teamfight, but now they made her mobility kind of the essence of her new rework, so I think that's awesome.
I'm a little curious if she's going to still be a top laner or if she's going to be a jungler now, or like if she can kind of, if you play very well, maybe she can go into mid lane. But it's going to be so interesting. She looks so awesome now. I can't wait for this. Are there any other characters that are confirmed for rework, or is this going to be it?
There are some rumors from sources like from, you know, Riot on the forums, or maybe a few leaks here and there, but nothing is absolutely confirmed except for the Irelia rework and some tweak, as we said earlier, on Ahri and on LeBlanc also, actually.
Oh, LeBlanc? Well, what were they planning to do with her?
So it's not necessarily a rework, but kind of what they did similar with Rengar, actually, where they reverted some of her kit back to what she was before. They changed her whole QWE and how her ultimate works and how her path works.
Why would they do that? I mean, it didn't work out, or?
I believe that when they did the rework on LeBlanc, they kind of misstepped on what LeBlanc should be doing and what her identity is as a champion. And a lot of LeBlanc fans and a lot of LeBlanc mains actually had a lot of complaints that the changes where you had to wait until the mark was complete in order for you to dish out more damage was not necessarily what she should be doing, because she is a mid lane assassin, right? She should jump in, pop your ADC, jump back. I think because they wanted to keep that kind of identity of her being an assassin illusionist, that they decided that reverting it may be the best thing for LeBlanc as a champion.
What other buffs or nerfs can we expect in 8.6?
There's actually not that many nerfs and a lot of buffs, actually. There's a lot of buffs towards champions that we don't necessarily see that often in competitive play or even in solo queue. Champions such as Lee Sin, Lucian, Lux, Misfortune, Rakan, Rengar, Rumble, Zed, Talon, a lot of champions.
Are they going to do anything to the runes this patch?
They actually did a couple of major changes. So first of all, they're adding this new rune in the precision tree called Conqueror, which I think is an absolutely brilliant idea, just because several rune trees, you always go the same kind of path, I guess, for every champion or similar champions that you play, which kind of diminishes the diversity that Riot really wanted with these new runes. So adding this new rune, you know, opens up a lot more champions that could be viable, a lot more paths, which is nice. And there's also some huge nerfs and removals to the runes as well, like the nerf to bone plating, which was a go-to for all top laners and sometimes even jungle as well. They reduced the duration of it from 5 seconds to 3 seconds, which is huge. And they removed mirror shell and iron skin, which were almost go-to for tank in the top lane or maybe even in the jungle that really wanted to scale up, and it gave them that early game resistance. So with that removed, maybe we'll see change in the picks in the top lane.
Yeah, probably. I'm not going to lie. That really makes you think about what you're going to take, because now if they have like a different type of support at bottom like Braum, then yeah, you're going to have to take somebody who's not as tanky because they're going to be better at it. I mean, those runes really helped you out in your lane, maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Are there going to be any item changes?
There's a lot of item changes, actually, but the one change that I'm most excited about is that Shirelia is actually coming back to League of Legends, because they removed it, I believe, 2 or 1.5 seasons ago, and it was almost a go-to item for every tank that wanted to get into people's faces, right? Because it gave you a huge movement speed to yourself and nearby allies, so it was almost a go-to item for people like Garner or people like Sion, who just want to charge in, you know, get into everyone's faces. And the other two major changes are actually the Gwinsoo's change and the Dustblade change. So the Dustblade, they made a unique passive where instead of revealing nearby traps and wards, and you have to kill them manually by either two or three hits, now you instantly kill them, which is good for every assassin who wants to roam around the map and, you know, kill the enemy team, all right? But they nerfed the damage from the Dustblade, which is a bit unfortunate for assassins, because they're still not as popular in the meta because they're not good enough yet. But they did, you know, buff champions, like I said before, the Zed, the Wukong, all the assassins. So that kind of balances things out. And the Gwinsoo's change was, I believe, a nerf because they lowered the cost of the item and the recipe as well. But the thing is, because they made the item cheaper, they've taken away some of the stats. So I would predict it's still going to be built, but it's just not going to be as powerful or as good as the previous Gwinsoo's.
Do you think that assassins are a bit in limbo at the moment? I mean, they're giving them some buffs, but they're, I mean, Duskblade, that's like a bread and butter for most assassin champions.
Most definitely. I believe just because of the whole 8.4 patch and 8.3 patch where they removed Tracker's Knives, so as you know, top laners began to go all tank, junglers began to go tank, or maybe sometimes assassins like Kha'Zix, and mid laners, they just went full AP just because of the Seraph Embrace being just too good of an option to go to not go and pick an assassin, right? So assassins are not necessarily bad, but they're just being, you know, put in the shadow because everyone else is just clearly better than them, right? So hopefully the new buffs to some of the assassins, that the assassins could rise up again, but we'll just have to see.
Could you give me a rundown of what teams have secured a playoff spot in the NALCS and the EU-LCS?
Yeah, of course. So starting from the NALCS, the teams that have secured spots for the playoffs are Team Liquid, Cloud9, TSM, Clutch Gaming, 100 Thieves, and Nickelfox. And for the EU-LCS, Splice, Rocket, Team Vitality, H2K, G2 Esports, and Fnatic.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not surprised about Echo Fox. They've been doing so well. Now, when are the playoffs going to officially start?
The NALCS, the playoffs actually start this Saturday on the 24th, and it continues on till Sunday, and then next week you'll see the semifinals and so on and so forth. For the EU-LCS, I believe they start on 23rd just because of the time difference.
So when do you think the next season will start? Like, do you think there's like a more better layout for when it's going to start now?
The playoffs don't necessarily help us decide or figure out when the season will exactly end. Yeah, that's unfortunately on Riot's part when they want to release that information. But hopefully, I would say it's around November, early November.
Okay, cool. I thought like maybe because we knew when the playoffs were happening that it would be like, oh, this is when it'll be the next season. When Riot gives you the information, they give you the information, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, James, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
First of all, thanks for having me again. If you guys are interested in what I say or interested in games in general, you can check out inventglobal.com. We have everything you want there. You know, even if you don't like League of Legends, you might like other games like Overwatch, Hearthstone, Diablo, things like that. So freely check out the website. We have really cool content, cosplay, things like that on it. We actually have a esports conference coming up too, so if you want to check that out, be happy to. It's a lot of fun. A lot of speakers coming, like Jack from Cloud9, C from Team Liquid. So yeah.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.